Hello, and welcome to the Clinical Care Options Infectious Disease Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Adams. This episode features content from a clinical thought commentary titled Addressing Barriers to PrEP Uptake Among Black Men Who Have Sex with Men, featuring Leticia Alopre. Dr. Alopre is an associate professor in the Division of Infectious Diseases and assistant dean of diversity and inclusion for general medical education at University of Alabama at Birmingham in Birmingham, Alabama. In this episode, she will discuss how healthcare professionals can help close the HIV PrEP gap for Black, gay, and bisexual men who have sex with men, including by providing individualized PrEP options. For the full online educational program, please visit the link in the show notes for this episode. Now let's get started and hear what Dr. Alopre has to say.
I am really privileged to be able to say I'm a provider of PrEP. I am a clinician who gets to see really great patients and I think really proactive patients that have been empowered to try to prevent HIV. I will say that something that I have struggled with is there have been huge gaps and inequities who I've seen access PrEP. Specifically, my patient population, which I think is reflective of a lot of people's patient population, is primarily white, primarily men, and primarily gay and bisexual men. I think that there have been huge gaps in regards to our ability to have uptake among populations and communities of color, especially those who identify as gay and bisexual. And then also, we've seen huge gaps in the PrEP care continuum. A lot of times I'll have young Black gay men come in and they only come in for that one visit. So I think being able to offer and educate patients about non-daily PrEP options is something that would hopefully improve not only uptake, but really persistence in PrEP care. There are a few non-daily options that are available right now. And one of the ones that I think we don't really do a lot of is 2-1-1 or intermittent PrEP. I have really had a handful of patients that have really flourished on 2-1-1. And I think one of the main reasons is because they were concerned about the ability to, number one, adhere to a daily regimen. They just did not feel that that was something that they would or wanted to do. A lot of times it had to do with busy schedules, traveling, work, different work schedules, sometimes working a day or night shift. And when they reported to me, you know, I don't have frequent sex, I have intermittent sex, and I can feel very confident in predicting when I'm going to have sex. I knew that 2-1-1 was a good option for them. A lot of times with those patients, I flip my screen around, we look at different images that show what 2-1-1 looks like, because it can come off sometimes as overwhelming. Can I actually adhere to a 2-1-1 regimen? Is this something that's going to be difficult? And I think that those pictograms that show it's two pills before a sex act, one the next day, and then 1 48 hours after, make it a lot easier to digest. And then something that people have been extremely excited about is cabotegravir. I have been educating really all my patients on cabotegravir, and I've had several who said, you know, needles aren't for me, especially when we talk about things like this is an intragluteal injection. You would come in and get this really every 8 weeks. While I've had others who got very excited, and a lot of times this is something that has been a question and asked for our patients who are having problems adhering to daily regimens. I think that having the freedom of not taking a pill every day, not having to set an alarm on your phone, not having a keychain pill dispenser is somewhat liberating for our patients. And cabotegravir has been something they've been extremely excited about. There have been some barriers with implementation. I think a lot of our clinics are a little bit struggling in regards to effectively implementing cabotegravir, but I will say that this is something that we've struggled with when it comes to oral. We struggle with when we come up with new modalities in general. So I'm optimistic that we will find the answer and that the advocates will show us the way. And with that, being able to say, we have all these different options available for you now. You have the option to take a daily pill if that's something that's easier for you. You have an option for intermittent oral PrEP with 2-1-1 on demand, or you have an option of taking a long-acting injectable. The more options we have available for our patients, I think the more empowered they'll feel in having the ability to take control of their prep care. And hopefully after that and with that, we'll see dents in the prep care continuum. My biggest goal, and I think the goal of a lot of us who are public health officers, is to see a closure in the inequities that are occurring. I just can't emphasize enough that as these inequities keep being demonstrated by big data and wonderful investigators like Patrick Sullivan and his, you know, debut of PrepView, we will see widening gaps and disparities when it comes to HIV rate and outcomes. So the only way to end the epidemic is to address inequities. And one of the ways in which we can do that is to empower our patients and our clients in their PrEP care.
Thank you very much to Dr. Alopre, and thanks to you, our listeners, for joining in. Please be sure to check back regularly for more episodes on important infectious disease topics. Thank you, and have a great day.